For the Bush administration, the Iraq war was supposed to showcase the future of military operations, large armies replaced with lighter, swifter forces with a greater reliance on technology. Well, a new study from the RAND Corporation, a nonprofit think tank, finds that not all of that technology worked as planned. NPR's Laura Seidel has the story.
As soon as he came into office, President Bush announced that he wanted Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld to do an overhaul of the U.S. military. The president vowed to use technology to make U.S. forces swifter, smaller, and more accurate.
In the air, we'll be able to strike across the world with pinpoint accuracy, using both aircraft and unmanned systems. On the oceans, we'll connect information and weapons in new ways, maximizing our ability to project power over land.
The linchpin of this new military is communications technology, explains Walter Perry, a senior analyst at RAND Corporation.
Given the weapon systems we have fantastic weapon systems in the U.S., if we have the appropriate information on how to use them and deploy them appropriately, we can do without more of them. We can simply deploy them more smartly.
So if air forces can communicate the exact location of the enemy to ground forces, it will be possible to stage a very targeted attack. But information must travel quickly. The RAND Corporation recently completed a study for the Army that first came to light in an article in MIT Technology Review. The study found that during the invasion of Iraq, software sometimes locked up. And Perry says often it took so long to download information that it slowed down the troops.
They had to stop, set up an antenna, and then start downloading it. And it was very slow because they didn't have a lot of bandwidth. One commander told me it took him as much as 11 hours to download. And all the time that he was doing that, he was, of course, vulnerable because he wasn't moving.
Perry says troops reported being shot at by Iraqis while they were downloading. He says sometimes Iraqi forces had moved and the information was outdated by the time troops were done. In one battle outside of Baghdad called Objective Peach, U.S. forces were surrounded by Iraqi troops and never knew it. U.S. forces discovered the enemy the old-fashioned way by seeing them. At least some defense analysts say there are ways to fix the technological problems experienced in Iraq.
I think Iraq was an organizational failure, not a failure of technology.
John Arquilla is a professor of defense analysis at the U.S. Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California. Arquilla thinks one major problem in Iraq is that all intelligence information had to pass through central command before it was sent out to troops on the ground.
We had information systems that provided a constant cascade of data, which high-level military leaders tried to, quote, process. And so often it took a great deal of time to go through this information and to pass it back down to the soldiers at the tip of the spear.
Arquilla believes operations in Afghanistan have been more efficient. There, according to Arquilla, local area networks allow troops on the ground to communicate directly with air and intelligence forces. It would also help if the troops on the ground had greater bandwidth so they could download faster. But that would cost hundreds of billions of dollars, says Lauren Thompson, an analyst at the Lexington Institute, a defense think tank.
Potentially, warfighters have an insatiable appetite for more communications, for better intelligence, for greater precision. But we do not have a limitless budget, even in the U.S. Department of Defense. And so the question is, where do you draw the line and what is worth it in terms of what you put into the force in the near term?
Thompson also says Defense Secretary Rumsfeld and his planners were designing the military of the future to fight conventional wars against a national army. That isn't necessarily what the U.S. is fighting in Iraq.
When they were dealing with an insurgency, that was a great leveler, that much of the technology either wasn't applicable to the new threat or was nowhere near as important as more mundane skills like simply being able to speak the local language.
Still, Thompson says there is good news about the way the technology functioned during the invasion of Iraq. Sensors on aircraft and munitions made bombing more accurate. The Air Force was able to communicate to pilots in the air, making it possible to hit moving targets. Right now, an Army spokesperson says they are reviewing the RAND Corporation report and trying to determine how to respond to the problems faced in Iraq. No doubt the report's contents will raise questions about how to deploy technology in the future and whether it will be worth the cost. Laura Seidel, NPR News.